I'm Mary Carol Magazzini for VPR News. Vermont's new school district consolidation law set off a flurry of activity and debate since its passage last year. Act 46 changes how Vermonters govern their local schools, and discussions are underway across the state as communities try to figure out how to implement the new law. Some schools have moved forward with their merger plans, but as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports, the most difficult fights are still ahead.
That explains some of
them. Okay, this evening we're going to talk about the Act 46. It has been floating around in different ways in our communities.
And that's George Ambrose, chairman of the Rutland South Consolidation Committee, opening up a recent meeting on the district's proposed merger plan. Act 46 gives schools 3 years to voluntarily merge with neighboring districts. The state offers tax breaks to communities that take the initiative and are able to get their merger plans passed before July 1st. The law says the Agency of Education can force mergers with schools that don't have plans in place before July 2019.
And if we act now, then we are in a position of controlling our own destiny versus having somebody in Montpelier control it for us. That's the choice.
Over the last 15 years, Vermont lost about a quarter of its students. Supporters of Act 46 say small schools will have access to more resources in a larger district. The law seeks to eliminate single local boards that manage schools. Under the consolidation agreements, 4 or 5 or 6 schools are governed by a single board, put together generally based on population counts. Critics, meanwhile, have pegged Act 46 as an effort to wrangle local control away from communities and push smaller schools to close. But State Board of Education Chairman Stephen Moore says the law will force positive change in Vermont's education system.
This is revolutionary legislation. Vermont has not changed its school governance structure since the 1890s. And so this is monumental.
Along with the vote in Rutland South, voters in Addison Central, Franklin Central, Addison Northwest, Lamoille North, Orange Southwest, and Addison Rutland will also hold votes before July 1st. If all the merger plans that are up for votes in the coming months are approved, about a third of the students in Vermont will be attending schools in newly consolidated districts. Moore says he's pleasantly surprised there's been so much activity spurred by the new education law. But he says the debate will get much stickier as the state board tries to convince the more reluctant towns to come up with their own merger plans.
The ones that will follow starting later this year and into next year will be where towns are going to have more difficulty coming together under a one governance structure. Geography will have something to do with it. History and tradition will have a lot to do with it. So in other areas of the state, there will be unique things that will just be very difficult for towns to come together.
Issues around school choice, town and school district property ownership and debt, and potential school closures have all come up as roadblocks to consolidation. And there's also some healthy skepticism to the claim that Montpelier knows what's best for Vermont students and communities. Here's what Dan Normando of Dummerston thinks.
This consolidation matter has been very heavy-handed, one-sided, manipulated, overly restricted process, riddled with insufficient, incomplete, and misleading information, and driven at a breakneck speed with little concern for the public process.
That was Normando trying to convince the Windham Southeast Act 46 Committee to give up its consolidation work. The discussions in Windham Southeast, which includes Brattleboro and 4 surrounding towns, offer insight to some of the challenges school districts face. The town of Vernon has school choice, but could likely lose it under a merger plan. And now the town is considering pulling out if the rest of the district holds a vote before July 1st. Windham Southeast hoped to have its plan ready for town meeting day. The district is now shooting for a June vote, though some board members say they should take their time and forgo the first-year tax breaks. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.